People do all their shopping online these days. You could say e-commerce businesses fuel our economy. And while many customers think their orders magically appear, it's not magic. Chances are their packages arrive thanks to ShipStation. Last year alone, over 700 million orders were fulfilled with ShipStation. ShipStation syncs orders from everywhere you sell into one dashboard. You can replace manual tasks with custom automations to reduce shipping errors. And ShipStation gets you the best rates across global carriers. You'll save up to 88% off UPS, USPS, and DHL rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. During the time you've been listening to this ad, another 1,400 packages were shipped with the help of ShipStation. Upgrade to a smoother shipping experience. Go to ShipStation.com/program to sign up for your free trial. No credit card or contract required, and you can cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com/program.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
My mental health is outstanding right now. I'm not allowing anything or anybody to overwhelm me. You are not going to stop me. I'm constantly on a journey of becoming my best self. In full transparency, I have been through the worst of the worst. Outside of all of the professional accolades, every one of us still needs to be loved. I want to operate from a place of ease and flow. There's a difference between being alone and being lonely. You need to be alone in order to hear God's voice. Just as one of God's greatest creations, I will naturally evolve. Welcome to another episode of the Full Transparency Podcast with Donnie Wiggins. I am Donnie Wiggins, your favorite business coach. I'm starting to think I'm a little bit more than just a business coach, though. Like, y'all coming back to your girl for all kinds of advice. And many of you may not know that I actually started in the relationship space, and then I went into the personal development space, and then I went into the business coaching space. So this is all just a really, really good time for me. And one thing that I would say to you guys is, whatever you love doing, do it. I get asked all the time, what inspired me to be a business coach? What inspired me to become a business coach? In fact, I just got selected to be one of Atlanta's 50 most powerful women, Zelle. I don't know if I shared that. So I am one of 2025's most powerful women in Atlanta. I just shot the magazine for it. And in that magazine, they did an interview with me and they asked me what inspired me to become a business coach. And the truth is, I was never inspired to become a business coach. Like, that wasn't what I was supposed to do with my life. I didn't think about it. I didn't plan for it. But the reason that I am a business coach today is because I have been unafraid to just try things. And for me, trying things came in the form of different businesses and entrepreneurship. But I wasn't just trying things and quitting on things. I was trying really, really hard things, creating these hard things, staying consistent with these things. And then I outgrew certain models, right? My circumstances may have changed, and it led me from one opportunity to the next opportunity to the next opportunity. And I know y'all who watch this regularly is like, why is she holding this mic in her hand? All right. In full transparency, literally just finished filming Social Proof Podcast. I had to travel here 20 minutes through traffic to get to this studio to film Full Transparency. We literally have to be in and out of here in about 25 minutes because I have a telehealth call with my doctor, and then the housekeeping team is coming in. So we got to be in and out and all these things. Anyway, so just let me hold my mic, all right? Let's get to the question. The very first question that I have today, we're taking questions from Instagram. Number one, how is your mental health? I've been asking everyone, checking on my strong people. I appreciate you. Shout out to Mr. _who.lives. Like this. All right. My mental health is outstanding right now. You guys may have known that if you've been watching me for a while that I ended the previous year dealing with a very tough or challenging space that I was in mentally. And at the end of the year, for the new year, I decided to get baptized again. And when I decided to get baptized, before I entered that pool of water, I decided that I was going to leave whatever was troubling me there. I was just going to leave it there, right? I wasn't carrying that with me. And I know it sounds easier than done. I know it sounds easier said than done, right? But what would end up happening is when I made the decision to do that, when I made the decision to become that person that was just going to leave those problems right where they were, that wasn't me saying that I'd never experience hurt or pain or problems again. It wasn't that. It was me saying that I know that these problems exist and I am not going to allow them to impact me this year the way that they did last year. And in order to do that, I have to do certain things. I have to create certain habits that keep me in a mental space to have capacity to deal with challenges. See, the year prior, I didn't really have the capacity or the tools and resources that I needed to have close to me in order to deal with these challenges. So what am I doing in this year that is putting me in a better mental space? Number one, I'm talking to people about my problems. I'm talking to people that can bring me great ideas and great solutions about any of the challenges that I experienced, right? Number two, have challenged myself to read the Bible from cover to cover. That's one of the things that I am doing this year. It's a personal goal of mine. I've never read the Bible straight through from page one all the way up to my Bible is about 1,470 something pages. And I am doing that this year. And it's really difficult to read the Word of God and stay in a negative mental state, right? Number three, staying in constant prayer and meditation and committed to my affirmations. I am listening to my affirmations all day, every day. Well, Donnie, what do you mean you're listening to affirmations all day, every day? If you ever see me out in public, there's a very light chance, very small chance that you will see me without some type of like an AirPod on. And when you see me with that AirPod on, I'm usually playing my affirmations in the background. I literally, every time I update my affirmations,
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I feel like I have to sneeze. I sneeze cute, y'all. All right, bless me. Every time if I update my affirmations, I literally stand in the mirror and I say these affirmations. I am so happy and grateful to be blah, 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 blah. Now that I have blah, 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 I say my affirmations out loud with the energy of saying my affirmations. And so therefore, when I am driving in my car or I am shopping or doing whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm listening to the playback of those affirmations. And it's really hard to stay in a negative mental state when all you here is your subconscious intentional programming of all the great things that you are expecting in your life. And I am resting when I need to rest. I'm not allowing anything or anybody to overwhelm me and stress me out. I just don't have the capacity for it. I know how to handle it. I know that you're coming. I know that the objections are there. I know that the challenges are there, but you are not going to stop me. See, last year, I didn't expect it. Last year, I didn't even know that I was a person that could suffer from depression because that was a feeling that was foreign to me. I had been through the worst of the worst and still had never been depressed. But this year, now that I know that it's possible for it to happen, I'm doing everything possible to protect myself. All right. Next question from KR Battle 1. What marketing strategy has worked best for you? I love this question. So I have not been able to run paid marketing via Facebook through Meta, right? My account has been banned since the first day that I tried to run ads, and it has something to do with a previous account of mine being hacked and the way that it was hacked and the violations that hacker made in my account. Meta won't allow me to run any ads. So because I've not ever been able to run paid ads through that platform, which I leverage the most, my podcast is my number one marketing channel. So between the Social Proof podcast and the Full Transparency podcast, I leverage it for marketing for my business. Now, let me tell you how it works. You may have noticed that in this year, I do not interview a whole lot of guests, whereas the last 2 years on Full Transparency, I interviewed a lot of guests. But here's what I realized. I realized that if I am interviewing a whole bunch of experts, it doesn't put me in a position to demonstrate my skill set, my talent, and my ability. So I made a strategic decision to pull back, have very limited number of guests so that I can come and teach things that will inspire someone or be the decision-making factor to know that you should work with me. Like, wow, she knows her stuff. I'd like her help with my business. I'd like her mentorship. Speaking of, my mentorship community is open, actionable CEO. We are right now giving 7 days free, a 7-day free guest pass to my mentorship community. All you have to do is, if you're watching live right now on Instagram, comment the word guest anywhere in the comments, and I'll DM you the link right now to get your 7-day free guest pass. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening on Audible, just go to actionableceo.com. Well, I understood that if my mission was to grow my community, Actionable CEO, I have to have conversations that speak directly to CEOs. And that's how we leverage the Social Proof podcast and the Full Transparency podcast. Other marketing strategies that work are going live, posting content. I post a lot of content on Instagram. If I'm posting content, it's going to be more lifestyle. That's building the trust factor. You know, I'm a real person. You know what I like to do in my life. And it also builds the relatability factor, right? I do talk business on Instagram, but I love to demonstrate just who I am, my personality, things that are important to me, some of my core values and beliefs, and some of my thought processes on topics that are popular within the audience demographic that I serve, okay? Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business, and I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were gonna get this year, I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common, in fact. They are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye. What's your plan to scale to 8 figures this year? This question is from The Retail Genius. Okay, I love it. So this year, you guys know that my goal is to generate $10 million in revenue in my company this year, and we're going to do it. And I am doing it by cutting back on a lot of stuff. I have eliminated several offers and opportunities to work with entrepreneurs the way that I have done in the past. And I know somebody's thinking, Zelle, like, what? You want to make more money, but you're taking stuff off the table? Absolutely, because I am zeroing in on the main thing, and the main thing is going to be building out my platform that connects with entrepreneurs, creates resources for entrepreneurs, empowers and develop entrepreneurs. That's all I want to do. That is all I want to do. And we do that through my community, actionableceo.com. So you'll hear me talking about Actionable CEO all the time. I know that Actionable CEO is the freedom tool that I'll use to not just create freedom for myself, to not just hit my own revenue goal, but to also create freedom for entrepreneurs who trust my feedback enough to actually implement it and go out there and have a massive successful experience in their own business. All right. Let's see. As a blind entrepreneur, what's the best way to market my clothing brand? And also, where can I send you some merchandise? And how was Japan? That's one of my bucket list vacation spots. That's from creative.vision13. As a blind entrepreneur, wow, I find it really, really interesting and inspiring that you are a blind entrepreneur right now plugged into this live stream and that you actually have a clothing brand. I would imagine that that comes with certain challenges, right? So I don't know how you're building the business if you have someone who's helping you out, if you have a particular demographic, but what I will tell you is that I would leverage my story every chance I got, right? I would talk about the disability that most people would say, I can't start a business because I'm blind. I would talk about being blind. I would talk about how I became blind, and I would talk about why I was inspired to create such a visual heavy business being blind. Why did I go into this industry? Why did I choose this particular market? And am I serving a certain type of audience? Who am I serving? Who are these clothes for? I would leverage my story, create a really compelling story. And if I am you, sometimes the difference between massive success and very little success is your inability or ability to tell your story, a story that's compelling, that will attract the right audience to you. And there are coaches available that teaches you how to put the events, the real events of your life together, the real events of your journey together into a compelling story that converts. And if I am you, I am leaning into that heavily. Secondly, you can DM me and I'll send you an address to send me any PR packages. And lastly, how was Japan? Japan was outstanding. Expensive, but outstanding. I'm going to say it again, expensive. I mean, it was crazy expensive. I mean, I spent money that I did not anticipate spending in Japan, and I had a great time. I had a really great time. A friend of mine said, would you recommend going to Japan? I said, yeah, to people who have some money. To people who have some money, because let's be real, Japan isn't coming to play, all right? Japan is not coming to play. So Milan and I, one of my girlfriends there, I went with two friends, Jaleesa, shout out to Salt XO, and Milan of Milano de Rouge, and she sends a message, and you know, when we go places, we like to give back. We want to do things off camera. You know, we do things on camera too, but we also enjoy going into different environments and just giving wherever we are, right? And Japan was no different. And we were looking for places that we could actually give in Japan. Like, where can we go and serve in a soup kitchen or work with some kids or just spend one of our days there helping some people out? And in my research, I learned that Japan is one of the richest nations in the world, right? And it makes sense now, but I didn't really know. I think y'all think Japan is Thailand, and it's not. Because somebody even said to me, did you get one of those $25 massages? No, in fact, I didn't. I didn't even see the option to get one. All right. Japan and Thailand are not the same. So we've got to get our places straight. Japan made me, what did I bring back from Japan? I brought back a desire to execute at a higher standard of excellence. In Japan, the culture is so rich, and not just financially. I'm talking about in standing on beliefs, standing on core values. The people there are so nice, they're accommodating, they go above and beyond. But if you step outside their policy, if you step outside their value system, they will let it be known. They don't let you come into their environment. They don't let you infiltrate their space and cause chaos or create chaos. That's when you'll see that you have a problem with the culture or the people over there. And everything operates in excellence. And the other biggest takeaway that I got from Japan is to take your time. Take your time. This is a community of people who truly operates off of ease and flow. And it's just so beautiful to watch. You see them moving consistently at a consistent pace, but you don't see anybody rushing. On the way out of Japan, we stopped because fragrances are one of my very favorite things. And everywhere I travel, especially out of the country, I want to leave with one of their authentic native fragrances. So we're shopping, we're at the store, and I am smelling these fragrances, and I'm telling the person who works there, the sales associate, that I have a flight to catch any minute now, and I need to hurry up and pick a fragrance. And she's bringing these fragrances out to me just casually, just, woman, you can't rush me. There's a way that we do things. You cannot rush me. You cannot take me outside of our standard operating procedures. And she's slowly bringing these fragrances over. And then I choose two of them that I want to purchase. And she's slowly wrapping them up. Even though I tell her, no, I'm in a rush. You don't have to wrap it. She's still wrapping these packages up. And she does not care that I am rushing for a flight, because they don't even process rushing. Everything happens in ease and flow. And that's something that I desire to bring back. I was so inspired by it because I am always rushing. I am always go, 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 go. I left Social Proof set, ran in here, hollered at Zell, tell him, let me use the bathroom real quick, ran to the bathroom, ran out of the bathroom, sat here and was rushing so much that I didn't even feel like putting this mic on. Let's just go, 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 get started, because I'm on a tight timeline today and we have to do better. This is how we create overwhelm. This is how we end up creating sickness in our lives. This is how we miss out on many of the important details. This is how we skip steps. I want to operate from a place of ease and flow. All right. All right. All right. All right. What specific advice would you give life coaches on marketing? This is from, I believe, Mina. Mina Danani. Okay, so if you are in the coaching space, period, whether that's life coaching or business coaching, marketing coaching, I recommend that you find 3 to 5 pillars that you enjoy speaking about, that you know everything about, that you can talk about over and over and over again. What are 3 to 5 pillars? Those are topics, those are conversations. And I recommend that you lean into those 3 to 5 pillars over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. If your conversation pillars are productivity and confidence and getting over childhood trauma, that's what you're talking about. And you're staying in that space and you're creating conversations around it. You're creating content around it. You're building case studies around it. Anytime you see something that's happening in popular culture, that's making it on the Shade Room or making it on the blogs or whatever it is that you watch, you're pulling those for case studies and suggest and talking about breaking it down and talking about what could have been done. If this were your client, what you would advise them to do, and showing people how valuable it is to receive life coaching, to actually invest in life coaching for themselves, but pick 3 to 5 pillars. Don't attempt to be the coach that covers all areas, right? Don't attempt to be the coach that covers all areas. I'm a business coach, but I don't talk about trademarking, right? I may mention to you that you need to get a trademark, but I'm going to refer you over to my trademark attorney if you need to get a trademark. I'm not going to attempt to teach you about trademarks, even though I fully understand the process. I'm not creating content that says anything more than you need to get a trademark, because that is not my lane, all right? I focus on starting, growing, and scaling businesses. That legal business setup, I'm going to refer you out to an attorney after telling you that you need it, all right? Let's see, how do you deal with being alone or misunderstood by people while building your dream life? I have not seen my family since 2019. This is from Jacob Jefferson Chavez. Jacob, I have to be honest with you. There's not a business in this world that I would build that would keep me away from my family for 6 years. I'd give it all away. I'd give it all up if it meant that I had to become a person that could not access or be around or spend any time with my family. Nothing is more important to me than the love of my family. So I would encourage you immediately to think about that, right? I would encourage you immediately to reach out to your family and carve out some time, some real time, some intentional time where you're away from your phone, you're not taking calls, you're not checking business reports and things like that, and spend time with your family. Because at the end of the day, right, at the end of the day, when you're too old to work, when you've changed your mind about what you're doing to build your business, when the economy shifts and maybe even some of us go out of business, at the end of the day, when all those things happen, outside of all of the professional accolades, every one of us still needs to be loved. Every one of us still needs to be in the environment of love. Every one of us still needs to be giving love and pouring out love. So there's nothing to me that's worth that. But there are seasons. There are seasons that you will go through where you're not just pulling away from family, you're pulling away from everybody because you can't be pressured into doing things that's going to knock you off of the course of what you're supposed to be doing. Number one, right? And so there may be seasons that you go through where you need to be a little bit more reserved, where you have to turn down the invitations, right? But I would encourage you to create a priority chart. What's most important to you in life? Don't even think about business. Don't think about business. Think about, what do you want to be known for? At the end of your life, who do you want to be sitting in those pews or in that venue celebrating your life? It won't be your LLC. It won't be your LLC. Your LLC can't send you off. Your LLC can't mourn for you. Your LLC can't eulogize you. Your LLC can't cry for you. Your LLC won't miss you. Your LLC will either be inherited or dissolved once you depart this earth, right? So if I am you, I would be very intentionally focused on operating in seasons and communicating to my family, hey, this is what I need in this space, right? I'm going to be intentional by reaching out by phone at least once a week. I might not be able to make it on this date. I might not be able to make the family cookout this weekend, but I will be there for Christmas and I will be there for Thanksgiving and I will be there for this one. Being alone, I enjoy my alone time. There's a difference between being alone and being lonely, right? And we go through seasons in entrepreneurship. We go through seasons, even if you're not an entrepreneur, where being alone is required. You need to be alone in order to hear God's voice. You need to be alone in order to receive clarity. You need to be alone in order to fully download your vision. You need to be alone in order to go really deep down into some research. You need to be alone during certain seasons of your life, but that doesn't necessarily mean lonely. And if you're feeling lonely, then I believe that that is your inner being telling you, you need to be connected to companionship. You need to go. That's when you need to go out and you need to talk to your family. You need to go out and maybe you need to try a date. You need to go out and you need to be in the environment or the company of your friends. Lonely isn't a feeling that you should be plagued with throughout your life. Very, very small periods of time. And then also when we say things like we're misunderstood by people, sometimes I have to push back on that. Are we misunderstood or are we mismanaging our relationships? Are we misunderstood, or are we changing in a way that's not complementary to the friendships and the relationships that we've created? Sometimes while we're on this journey to acquiring wealth and success and achieving our own goals, sometimes we create monsters within ourselves, and it's just not easy to be around you. It's not desirable to be around you. Nobody wants to be around you because you turned into this person that's constantly judging all the people around you. You're not reading books. Oh, I can't be around you. You're not thinking exactly like me. I can't be around you. And you push people away. So I would ask you to think about the truth. Are you being misunderstood, or have you turned into a person that's not desirable to be around? Last question, because I got to get out of here. Let me get one. Though your niche is financial mentorship, it's business mentorship. I think you're trying to ask me, have I evolved? Do I think I've evolved in all aspects of my life? Yes. Being a coach, being an entrepreneur, being a woman requires me to evolve on a daily basis, on a regular basis. Like, it's almost impossible to be in existence and to grow. Like, if I'm constantly on a journey of becoming my best self, I am constantly on a journey of seeking out resources, tools, people, and environments that encourage and inspire me to be my very, very best self. And so if I am becoming my best self as a coach or not, as an entrepreneur or not, just as a woman, just as one of God's greatest creations, I will naturally evolve. Now, being a business coach adds layers. It adds layers of understanding. It adds layers of curiosity. It adds layers of awareness that might accelerate my growth and accelerate my evolution. But regardless of what you're doing for a career choice, your goal should always be focused on becoming the best, highest version of yourself. And in order to do that, it requires evolution. Naturally, it's going to require evolution. All right. Let me try to get one more question in before this call comes in. Hold on one second. I'm going to keep going until my phone rings. Oh, there's my call. There's my call. All right, you guys. So my call, my appointment is here. My phone is ringing. I hope you've enjoyed this Q&A. We'll do this more often. Let me know in the comments if you'd like to see more live Q&As. Instagram, you guys, let me know if you enjoy this format where you get to ask me questions and I answer in real time. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening on audio, wherever this is posted, and you enjoyed the real questions from real entrepreneurs and real people living their lives being answered this way, let me know in the comments. And also, let me know what your biggest takeaway was from the questions that we've answered today. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel and make sure you check out actionableceo.com. Just go to the site and you'll see that I am gifting you 7 days free and a guest pass so you can come and check us out and decide if I am the mentor for you. I will see you next week right here on Full Transparency with Donnie. Bye.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.